He then shares a remarkable story. I would like to comment on a manifestation of Our Lady in the city of Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. When the city was being attacked by the Tartars and could no longer resist, everyone fled, abandoning everything. Saint Hyacinth of Krakow, a devoted son of Saint Dominic and a great servant of Our Lady, went to bid farewell to her statue before fleeing himself. While he was praying to Our Lady, he heard the alabaster statue say, "And me? Are you abandoning me? Take me with you." The saint did not know what to do, as the statue was extremely heavy and he could not carry it alone. But as soon as he took her in his arms, he felt it as light as a feather. The statue lost all its weight by a miracle of the most powerful Mother of God. And naturally, he fled with her. The professor draws a beautiful conclusion from this. You see in this event how much Our Lady treasures her images, how she considers herself worthily represented by them, and how she does not wish that anything be done to them which would not be fitting if done to her. She even worked a miracle so that her image would not be left behind in a place where it would likely be profaned. But here is something more. She desires to be with her children. She performed this miracle so that she could accompany them along the path of their flight. An alabaster statue, extremely heavy, speaks, and then can be easily carried. It is a way of showing how Our Lady wishes to be present among her children. And that leads to a very simple but powerful thought. If even an image of Our Lady made of stone follows her children, how much more will she herself remain close to us?